In the business news this morning, Sky TV shareholders asked to step up to the plate. Should KiwiSaver funds be available for property investment? And we'll bring you the latest from the money markets. Sky Television still needs shareholder approval for its deal to buy the rugby rights and discuss its decision to sell 5% to New Zealand Rugby. The price of the deal with the rugby body Sanzar isn't being disclosed, but Sky says the cost has materially increased from what it paid in the past. Chief Executive Martin Stewart says it plans to pay for the rights through to 2025 and future deals through new revenue streams such as its acquisition of Rugby Pass. It says Sky intends to stay the home of televised sport despite losing domestic cricket to Spark Sports. Well, Martin Stewart denies it forfeited the cricket rights to pay for the Sanzar rugby rights.
We went hard at the domestic rights for New Zealand cricket to complement the fantastic lineup of international cricket that we have, from the ICC World Cups through IPL, Australian cricket, including the Big Bash and all of the Boxing Day tests that are coming up, Caribbean Premier League, overseas tours for the Black Caps. We really wanted to have New Zealand domestic cricket as well. We are acutely aware of how much our rights are worth to us and to our subscribers. We bid beyond what it was worth to us, and we got beaten by a long way.
That's Sky TV's Martin Stewart. Well, the company share price did bounce back, up 19% to close at $1.06 yesterday. Well, the price that New Zealand Rugby will pay for its 5% stake hasn't yet been settled. It will be settled next month. But NZ Rugby's chair, Brent Impey, says its stake in Sky doesn't mean it will be giving the company every rights deal that it holds from here on out.
The marketplace in 2025 will be completely different. Yes, for the foreseeable future, the next year or two, we would anticipate that there wouldn't be significant change. But by 2024, 2025, this could be so different. So, no, I wouldn't make that. I think it's a mistake to make that as a quantum leap.
Spark should take it that way too?
I believe anyone should take it. It won't just be Spark. I mean, by that stage, you could have the likes of Amazon in the marketplace. It'll be a completely different market in 2025, unrecognisable from what it is today.
That's Brent Impey, Chair of New Zealand Rugby, talking to Madison Reedy. A weakness in the manufacturing and services sectors points to a significant slowdown in economic growth, half of what the Reserve Bank is forecasting. BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index for September slipped a couple of points, but stayed in expansion, although the manufacturing index, which was out last week, has been in contraction for 3 months. BNZ senior economist Doug Steele says putting the two surveys together supports the view that there'll be further rate cuts from the Reserve Bank.
Steady in the services sector, weakness in the manufacturing, put it together, and we think that combined these indices suggest economic growth is around 1.5% annual. If you contrast that to what the Reserve Bank is forecasting over the coming 12 months at 3%, it suggests the economy is growing quite a bit slower than what the Reserve Bank was forecasting. So, unless there is a substantial pickup over the next 12 months, that is likely to see downward pressure remain on interest rates.
And so what do you think the Reserve Bank will do in reaction to that?
Pretty much the downward pressure on interest rates, we think. If the economy fails to grow as quickly as they're forecasting, so these indicators suggesting 1.5% versus the 3% that the Reserve Bank is forecasting, then that will encourage them to lower the OCR further.
That's Doug Steele from the BNZ talking to Nona Peltier. KiwiSaver members with an appetite for property investment might find themselves able to access their funds in the future. It's one option being considered by the Commission for Financial Capability as it looks at ways to address falling home ownership rates. Decline in home ownership has meant more people entering retirement are still paying rent, and that's resulted in an increase in the cost to taxpayers who pay for supplements. Right now, to withdraw KiwiSaver funds, a first home buyer must intend to live in the home. But the Acting Retirement Commissioner, Peter Cords, suspects there might be an appetite for that to be expanded to include investment properties.
Interest rates don't necessarily make the banks as bankable as they once were in terms of a return. KiwiSaver is doing its thing, but I guess the latest moves around tax continue to have residential property shape as one of the more attractive asset classes that people could be investing in. So, you know, I guess it's for us, it's just a matter of putting it out there as a one of those options that could help people, and keen to see what people have to say about it.
That's Peter Cords, the Acting Retirement Commissioner. Well, health equipment maker Fish & Paykel Healthcare's share price surged yesterday after it raised its profit forecast on the back of expectation of strong sales. It's just brought out a new face mask used in the treatment of obstructive sleep apnea. And from that, it sees that sales are growing and has raised its profit range from between $255 and $265 million for the year ending March. That's up about $10 million on previous guidance. The Managing Director of Fish & Paykel Healthcare, Lewis Graydon, says the mask isn't long on the market.
Typically, we'd try and have new OSA masks in each category. We'd try and have a new one every couple of years. There's a continuum of new product launches in, you know, all across the business. And in the OSA space, we did indicate that we would expect another new product this financial year.
That's Fish & Paykel Healthcare's Managing Director, Lewis Graydon. It's 3 minutes to seven. You've been listening to Business on Morning Report. Let's catch up on the markets now. They can't quite make up their minds on Wall Street whether they like the Chinese-US trade deal or they don't, or whether, in fact, they understand it. Consequently, they're cautious and the market is flat. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up just 8 points. The Nasdaq is down a hand, or not even a 1 point, and the S&P 500 is down a point. So a flat market on Wall Street. Not so for our own top 50 index, which had a solid session, rising nearly 1%, 103 points, back through 11,000. 11,027 is where it starts. And the New Zealand dollar, it's just a bit on the back foot this morning. It's trading at 62.9 US cents, just hanging on to 93 Australian, 50 British pence, 0.571 euro, 68.3 Japanese yen, 4.45 yuan. Brent crude oil is currently down about $1.30, just touching $59.20 US a barrel. And gold is down, is actually up $3.50 now at $1,493 US dollars an ounce. And just another item of business news. The early childhood education provider Evolve has added another centre to its stable. It's announced it's brought a childcare centre in Melbourne for around $2.5 million Australian dollars. That's in addition to the four that it acquired last week. Clearly the company has some good intentions there in Australia for expansion. Its expansion into the Australian market comes as it tries to turn around the company's struggling performance. Well, that's business for now. I think we can actually tell you that they've made a decision on who's going to be the, who are the Nobel Prize winners for economics. And if I just push the numbers in here, let's see if we raise some numbers for you, get some names. It's gone to three economists for work in fighting poverty. Banerjee, Duflo and Kramer have been given the Nobel Prize in economics. We'll bring you some more detail on that and leave you with a bird.